Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. All evening, Peggy had been feeling rather low because Kurt, her friend, had gone home to talk seriously to his parents about marrying her. And Peggy knew that the Trents didn't approve of her at all. So she was completely swept off her feet when Mrs. Trent called her long distance and invited her to come to Chicago for a visit. Peggy's first thought was that it might be a trap, and maybe she shouldn't go. But Carter convinced her that his family really wanted to meet her. Carter, of course, is unaware of Mrs. Trent's real reason for inviting Peggy. Well, Peggy is happy as a lark and supercharged with excitement. She races upstairs with Edie at her heels.
Mama? Oh, Mama? Where are you, Mama?
I'm up here, Peggy. We're up in our room.
Oh, Mama, the most awfully exciting, thrilling thing has happened. Oh, Mama, I can't believe it.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Young, it's absolutely too super.
Was it a telephone call from Carter, Peggy?
Did he call you from Chicago?
No, Mama, he didn't call me. Well, I spoke to him,
but... It was Mrs. Trent on the phone. Mrs. Horace Trent calling Peggy.
Mrs. Trent? Calling you, Peggy? I don't understand.
Neither do I, Mama. I just practically swooned. I practically collapsed right there on the living room floor.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. It would have been very difficult to carry on a conversation lying on the living room floor.
Oh, Daddy, you've got to be serious. It's too absolutely magnificent. It's too utterly unbelievable. It's too...
It's too many adjectives, anyway. Well, sit down, Peg, sit down. And you sit down, too, Edie, on the window seat. Now, I want to hear all about this, but I can't cope with so many superlatives.
Mama, she wants me to come to Chicago.
Mrs. Trent wants you to come to Chicago? Oh, Peggy, are you sure?
Am I sure, Mama? I'm so absolutely sure that I just couldn't believe it myself.
I had to practically hold her up. I had to practically support her while she was talking on the telephone. I had to practically poke her in the back so that she could speak at all. She was rendered speechless, weren't you, Peggy?
I couldn't believe it when she got on the phone and she said, "This is Mrs. Trent."
Yes, dear. But what else did she say?
Well, she said, I hope you'll forgive us for everything we've done to you and thought about you. And Carter's shown us your picture, and we know that you're a charming girl. Just like that.
Oh, did she say that, Peggy?
Yes, and then she said, Carter's right here beside me, and we want you to come out and visit us. He's going to try and get an extension of his leave, and if he does, I want you to come right away. Could you possibly forgive us and come to see us here in Chicago?
Oh, Peggy, I'm absolutely dying. You didn't tell me half, she said.
Just what did she say, Peggy?
I'd like to hear a little bit of your end of the conversation at this point.
Oh, she said to go, of course. What else could she say?
Oh, Peggy, I don't know whether you ought to go or not.
I don't think you should.
But, Daddy, I've got to. I've been talking to Carter, and I've been hearing what he had to say, and I've simply got to go. Well, they've been so nice about apologizing and everything.
Think of Mrs. Horace Trent apologizing to you, Peggy. Think of Mrs. Horace Trent urging you to visit them at their super colossal estate.
Yes, it's pretty super colossal, all right. I'm afraid it's a little too super colossal for Peggy.
Oh, I know, Daddy. I'm scared to death. I'm simply terrified at the thought of going, and yet... Yet she sounded awfully nice. She really did.
Well, what did you say, Peggy? What was your final word on the subject?
I told you, Mr. Young. She said she'd go.
Yes, Daddy, I said I'd go. What else could I say?
Well, I don't suppose there was anything else you could say, dear, as long as Carter asked you to go.
Well, no, I want to think it over carefully. It's too important to decide offhand this way.
But, Daddy, if the Trents want me, if they've been won over, if Carter's got them to want to see me...
Yes, I know all that. I just want to think a minute, Peggy.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Hi, everybody. What's going on here? A conclave?
Yes, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, Pepper, Mrs. Trent just telephoned me from Chicago.
Mrs. Trent? Well, how come?
Carter's out there, and he must have told her all about Peggy. And she actually couldn't have been sweeter. She actually couldn't have been more divine if she'd thought up the match herself. She was absolutely saccharine. She was so sweet. Wasn't she, Peggy? She was just simply darling.
I don't want Peggy to go.
Oh, Daddy, please don't say that. I mean, please don't get that tone of voice.
Well, I'm afraid I've got that tone of voice, Peggy. I think it's a bad idea. After the stand we have taken, it would be ridiculous for you to go out there now.
I know, Daddy, but everything's different now that Carter's there and now that he's talked to them.
Yeah, what harm will it do, since it was Mrs. Trent herself who telephoned? That's a pretty big concession on their part.
I know all that. The whole thing is settled, more or less. Peggy's decided to call off her engagement to Carter for the time being. He was going to go out and talk to his parents. There was no idea or thought of Peggy joining him there. In fact, the engagement as such was to be unannounced.
It's still that way, Daddy. I don't want to get married to Carter for a long, long time. I don't want any formal engagement. But honestly, if his mother's nice enough to ask me...
There's no question of Mrs. Trent's being a charming woman. She is. She's charming, and she's clever, too.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what's in the back of your mind, Dad?
I don't exactly know. But I'd rather have Peggy stay here, where she belongs, in Elmwood. The Trents want to see her, why, let them come here and look at her.
Yes, but they won't come here, dear. Not according to their lawyer.
Well, now, here we're at home. We're among our own things. We're familiar with them. You've no idea how completely overwhelming it is to go into that house, Peggs, to be caught up in that kind of life, even for a minute.
Oh, but it won't be overwhelming for Peggy, with Carter right there beside her, and with Carter just sort of steering her around.
Yes, it will. She'll be like a fish out of water. Well, I've seen the place, and believe me, I know whereof I speak. Those people are... Well, they're way out of sight for us. Really, they are. You've no idea the formality of their mode of life.
Oh, Peggy, you've got to go. You simply got to go.
I know. I want you terribly.
No, no. I'm a guinea pig. I think it's a mistake. I think it's a mistake from many angles. Now, look, Peggs, you're holding the whip hand now. Mrs. Trent has had to come to you and apologize, so to speak, and invite you out there. Now, all that is fine, provided you want to remain Carter's fiancée. But I'm very much opposed to your making this trip to Chicago.
Oh, Mama, you talk to Daddy. You make him see I've got to go, that I can't refuse when she's been nice enough to call up and...
Sam, I don't see how she can refuse. Really, I don't, without offending Carter terribly.
She can call Mrs. Trent back and tell her she can't go, but that we'd be delighted to see Mrs. Trent here if she cares to come downward.
Oh, Dad, we couldn't entertain him here. You know that.
And they can't entertain Peggy there without putting her through a ringer, and I don't see why she should go through
that. Put through a ringer to go to a gorgeous house like the Trent's? To be engaged to their son? Oh, Mr. Young, honestly.
I don't get this change of heart on their part.
But, Sam, surely there couldn't be anything wrong about an invitation to visit them in Chicago.
I know, Daddy, what you mean. I almost had that feeling, too, that it might be some sort of a trap.
Well, that's the most absurd thing I ever heard of. My stars, Peggy, can't you believe Carter's persuaded his family that he's going to marry you anyhow and that rather than lose him, they've decided to accept you? That's perfectly understandable, isn't it? It's perfectly natural for a mother and father to want to keep their son. So they've just got to take the girl he wants to marry and like her, that's all. They've got to make the best of it.
Yeah, I think Edie's right about that. I think it's up to you to go, sis. That is, if you think it's all right, Dad.
I do not think it's all right, and I'm against it.
You mean you won't let me go?
I haven't said that, Peggy. This is your future, and it's up to you to decide whether you want to take a chance on visiting the Trents and being subjected to some sort of ridicule.
I don't know what you mean, Daddy.
Well, I mean that you're really going to be embarrassed by their magnificence. I haven't half described it, Peggy. That house, the estate, those servants, and all the rest of it.
Oh, Mr. Young, tell us about it.
Yeah, Dad.
No. I'm merely going to repeat that if I were Peggy, I'd stick right here in my own backyard and let the Trents come to me. Which they will, Peggs, if they want to see you so much. You'll be in a thousand times stronger position.
But, Daddy, it would be so impolite to Mrs. Trent.
Yes, Sam, I agree with Peggy. I think she'll have to go. I think she'll have to go and face the music, whatever it is.
Oh, but what swell music to face. Oh, Peggy, when will you go, if you go?
Well, I told Carter I'd start right away. He'd like me to fly, but I'm not going to do that. I think I'll go by train.
You could leave tomorrow night.
Well, I'm still a Guinness.
But, Mr. Young, people like the Trents wouldn't invite Peggy unless they wanted her terribly, unless they felt they couldn't do anything but accept her now. Well, they just wouldn't have her there.
Oh, I don't think they would either, Sam. I think Edie's right. I think they've come to their senses. I think they've realized that they love their son and want his happiness above everything else.
Hmm. Do you really, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you're right. But I can't believe it. I think Peggy's making the mistake of her life to go there.
Well, knowing Mrs. Trent's purpose in inviting Peggy to Chicago, we wonder with Mr. Young if Peggy isn't making a serious mistake. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, the Young household pitches in to get Peggy ready for her Chicago visit. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.